Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours. Jared Van Dyne, so excited to have you on today. How's it going?
Doing really well. Yeah, how about you?
Great. I'm doing great. And for the audience, Jared is the vice president of World Food Products and their highly popular and famed jumbo sunflower seeds, one of my faves. The company is a family-owned business that began in the early days as a trading company, trading nuts, dried fruits, and various trail mixes, and you've now evolved into a retail brand. But what's really cool, I didn't finish. A retail brand focused on quality snacks and providing happiness in every bite. I missed that last sentence. That's important.
Yeah.
But what I love is that you're like a second-generation family business. So can you tell us about that and how your family started this business?
Yes, absolutely. So my father, Marty Van Dyne, started it. We grew up farming, so we have walnuts and almonds, and we still do in our family, but my uncle is the farming side of the business. And then my father, when he was probably in his early 20s, had the opportunity to acquire a little company called Regal Nut Company. And he'd go and sell bacon. It was all bacon nuts, so you like typical almonds, walnuts, sliced almonds, and he would travel all day selling to mom and pop stores. I think Saymart, a big local retailer around here, it was maybe 20 stores at the time. And he'd sell to them, and he would go home and run the baggers, the machinery to produce those bags, and he did that for years and built a really really good business for up in from 83 to early 90s. And then, unfortunately, things happened. The market collapsed and a few different things, and I ended up losing that business. But the neat part was the company that ended up coming to acquire him was a family-owned business as well that had jumbo sunflower seeds at the time. And so Marty took his knowledge, rebuilt his business in the broker world. He still had the connections, and then slowly revolved it into a company called World Food Products, which is the company behind us. And that is where we got into the more retail side, the trading side, and just kind of, he just slowly rebuilt that from scratch. And then in 07, 2007, so I was about 2001 when we got World Food started. And then 2007 is when I graduated Azusa Pacific. Had no intentions to coming in the business. I was going to go off on my own, either in the wine world or some other, industry, and put my set on my feet in there and then maybe come in the future. But at the time he had a sales guy that said, hey, we need to, need some help. And so he called me up while I was in grad school and said, hey, would you want to come? So I ended up going to work with him pretty much out of high school or out of college. And looking back, I probably should have left, but it's been great. We've been doing this for, like I said, this is the second generation. It's been an awesome roller coaster ride, many years of struggles, but, here we are, in the retail world, acquired Jumbo Sunflower Seeds, which is the company from the Klein family who acquired my dad's business so many years ago.
Full circle. That's awesome.
It's fascinating because the people that they called me up and said, hey, we have a proposal for you. And I was like, I went to my dad and said, we might want to go listen to these guys. I have some feeling that they have something to offer us. And sure enough, we walk in the office. My dad knew every single one of them from back when he was with them almost 30 years ago. And so what a neat story. And here we are. We acquired Jumbo Sunflower Seed in 2019. In a little more detail on them. It's a 40-year brand. And at the time, it was kind of coming down the downhill. The family was not paying attention to it at the time, but they thought their whole intention was to sell it to another family company. And they made us an offer that we couldn't refuse. And here we are.
Here you are.
Learning a lot. The sunflower seed items are unique and different, and something we took a little bit of a learning curve, knowing the industry, learning about it, And so it's been about 5 years now, 6 years almost. And we are coming out hot right now with some new branding and some creativity, and quality is definitely number one. So there is a little short little snippet of our family.
Awesome. Well, I was like checking out the website, and you've got so many flavors, and that's the thing, right? Because even though like you suck the flavor off, you crack it, and then you get to the seed, but you still got the flavor, I'm guessing, right? That I haven't tried like flavored ones, but I'm definitely going to, because I love, and it's kind of like sunflower seeds. It's like pistachio nuts, right? But I think sunflower seeds are easier to eat than pistachios.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And so, but it's kind of like an event. Like I'm going to sit, you know, because I'm a little bit of, thanks to COVID, a little bit of a germ freak. So like, you know, got to wash my hands first, you know, and sit down and like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like a, it's like an event. Like it's fun. They're fun to eat. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things we learned is that, you know, a lot of people use them while they drive, right?
Oh.
They just sit in there. And so like, if you've noticed the bag design, says in the very top, it slides right into your cup holder. And so as you're driving, you kind of, you know, and then we give it a little cup, and it's kind of an activity, you know, something to do while you're driving, you know, or baseball games or wherever.
Right.
It's that like that, it's a, what's the word that you use? More of an activity, right?
Yeah.
Than necessarily just snacking. So it's an immersion of, you know, doing something fun and hanging out and just, yeah, enjoying it. So.
And enjoying the flavors.
Yeah.
Like you've got some, so just tell the audience, like what are some of the different flavors that you're offering?
Yeah, so, you know, of course we got the original, which is the sea salt, you know, which is a, you know, number one flavor, but the second one, which, you know, what's funny is when we acquired it, this is the flavor that everyone told us, do not screw this one up. It's the wild ranch. And so, that's probably number two flavor. And then you have, number three, it's just coming hot right now, is the Jack Pepper, like a salt and pepper style. Sweet chipotle, and then we have a smoking barbecue, and then our last flavor, which is pretty fascinating, is actually one of our top online flavors, is mega no salt. So it's no flavor, just the seed. And I think we see a lot of people taking that and blending it into our other flavors to try to cut down on the sodium a little bit. So there's some, and then people who just want to have the activity and enjoy seeds but don't want that that salt and that flavor. So
yeah,
that's an interesting one. So
wow, I love it. All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this, because you're in a family business, and I can only imagine.
Oh yeah,
the dynamics there. Can you talk about how you navigate that and be able to separate, like, your dad's your dad, right?
Yeah.
Like as a son, obviously I can't relate to, but my son and his father are just like this, right? You're very, very close. There's a different relationship between a father and son, mother and son, daughter and father, right? There's different dynamics. So you work with your dad, and you want to keep that strong relationship. How do you separate and compartmentalize the day to day and still be like, oh my gosh, at the end of the day, he's my father and I love him more than anything in the world, right?
Lots and lots of years. That's a great question, because that's business has been, I mean, I remember when I was a little kid running around the facility, eating cinnamon gummy bears and in a conference room where they're all 30 people are meeting in there on their business. So business has been, you know, the core of who we are as a family. My mom's involved heavily in the business. You know, even when they lost everything, she, you know, amazing human, went out and was cleaning houses and then being the bookkeeper, being everything we needed to be without the hero side of it and not being seen. And so she's part of it. And so it's been ingrained in me since I was a little kid. Business is business. It's part of our life. It's a hobby. It's what we do. And so it's hard to describe it as we compartmentalize this and keep it separate, because it's such entrenched in our who we are. And so our conversations are about business and different things. But it's been a journey. I mean, I remember, you know, one night having conversations when I first started. I lost some passion in the business. And I remember, you know, I ended up transitioning from sales into the manufacturing side. And then in that pivot, I found my passion. I ended up loving the manufacturing side at the time.
Oh, nice.
You know, I remember catching a wind of him talking to somebody nearby and saying, yeah, I was really close to letting Jared go. Because, you know, my dad's about passion. If he, you know, what's the purpose of him being here if he didn't enjoy what he's doing? So it wasn't good for him to be here. And so I remember hearing that and going, man, that's, it's, So we're not being that as a cutthroat way of doing business, but you know, it is about making sure you enjoy what you do. It's something we love to do. We talk a lot about it. And so it's hard to say we separate it very well. Maybe we should probably look into why we don't, but we just love it. I mean, we have the capacity to have big arguments. We definitely blow up in front of each other a lot. But then 10 minutes later, I have to go back in there and talk about something different. And him and I have been able to do that really, really well. And because one, you have to, I mean, that's otherwise you would never, you know, if I took everything personal, then I think, we wouldn't be able to make it. But yeah, not being personal, knowing it's a business and really making sure we enjoy what we do. At the end of the day, he's my dad, and you know, he's, you know, not going to take to heart everything he says, and he doesn't with me, and we hug it out at the end of the day and keep moving on, you know? So, it's been a great journey. I'm very thankful I never left. I'm thankful I came into the business, because the doors and just the chance. I mean, now we go to, you know, I end up a couple of years going to church with them now, so I pretty much see them 6 days a week for sure. We live maybe not a mile away from each other, so they're around the grandkids a lot, and so it's fun. I mean, I honestly, I love this. I don't see, people have always asked if I'd want to do anything else, and I don't. And he's given me a lot of freedom to be able to make big decisions as he's starting to transition out this next few years, but he'll still be that 90-year-old man walking through here telling me what I'm doing wrong. So he'll definitely never be fully out of it. But Sandy, I love it. This is something I really enjoy. It's been a gift that we've been blessed with. And we also get to surround ourselves with some amazing people. I wish I could bring everyone on here, because I think there's not a human here that we don't care about. And we thoroughly enjoy. We always tell people I see everyone here as a family, but I don't expect anyone to see me as a family, because at the end of the day, it's business. But we really have done a great job of incorporating who we are and what we expect and believe in. And he's been a big part of that, my dad. And I don't know if that's what you're looking for answer wise.
Oh, it was an absolutely beautiful answer. And what I love is how you all are still together, because so often, you know, you graduate college, you go off into your business, you may find yourself in another city and you're not around your parents. And even if you are, you're probably not living a mile down the road.
Yeah.
That's what America was built on. America was built on these families coming together and helping each other out. And the kids stayed close to the parents, you know, but you know, things evolved and we all move out and, you know, you go your own separate way, but that's really a beautiful thing that you have that.
Yeah.
Cause life is short.
Life is really short.
My son turns 25 this year, Jared. And I'm like, he was born yesterday, 25 years gone like that. And so, yeah, and now I'm taking care of my mom and I'm getting ready to move her in with me. And it's like the gift of a lifetime to be able to give back to her and just have that family dynamic. Yeah. Whether it's in business or not, but that's really, I'm really happy for you. That's really, really incredible.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. So how do you deal? Cause I'm a solopreneur and I've had a serial, like, I want to do my own thing. I really don't want a team. Like, I have contractors that help me out and do things. I don't want, like, I did that before where I had employees and it was a great business. Right now it's just me and I like it that way.
Yeah.
Because it's just so stressful. It can be so stressful being an entrepreneur and having your own business. How do you manage that? I decided I'm going to give up the word balance and use the word harmony. So like harmony is my word, you know, instead of balance, because balance is BS. Like, I don't think we'll ever get it, but you can create harmony in your life, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you create that harmony in your life? Just because it is stressful. And at the end of the day, like, you're waking up in the middle of the night and you're thinking about things, right?
It's every night. Yep.
It can be difficult. Yeah.
No, that's a great question. And I love that word harmony. I think that describes it much better than balance. Especially, you know, describing my dad's relationship. We've been in business and this is who we are, and accepted that. And it's hard. I mean, it's very stressful. The thing is for us is we've been blessed with some amazing human beings. You know, I mean, for us, we're actually moving to a new facility right now as we speak. I'm sitting in the old warehouse and we have one machine left and about eight of them have moved on already. About 30 minutes from here. And I haven't worry too much about it. I got a great team. His name's Dan Gall. He's been managing that piece of it and taking all the stresses off, you know. And then I got a good sales guy. His name's Doug Lee, and he's killing it. And then I got Veronica and Kaylee. Those are my core team. And they just, we have good checks and balances, you know, the syndering reports. We end up starting a program. I don't know if you've heard of EOS Worldwide by Gina Wickman. It's a program, an operating program that we integrate into. We go over our core values, build scorecards, different things like that. And the whole premise of it is to get us all going in the same direction.
Right.
And that has been, you know, I would say an absolute game changer for us to take a lot of the stresses off, to delegate. And, no, it's great. I mean, outside of the core, we, you know, we're 50, 55 employees that are dependent upon me making good decisions. And it definitely keeps me up at night, making sure we're making the right ones and keep putting the right people in the right seats. I'll take my hat off, but it's, I'm lost all my hair. So
it's okay.
That tells you the stress is there. But, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know any different. I mean, I've grown up in this world. I have a great father who if I do have any questions I don't know or you know, have, you know, need some support on, he's right down the hall for me. I have some great mentors that I bounce a ton of ideas off of and a great support group. And then I got my wife that's constantly pulling me back into the family, making sure I'm paying attention. So I'm just surrounded with some amazing human beings that have allowed me to be able to handle the stress and understand when I have a bad day that, hey, you know, let dad be for a bit. And then pull me in when I know it's, you know, it's gone too far and I need to pay attention to the kids. And, I have three and I have one on the more that could be here any second, to be honest.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I have, four kids, and not take it too, and be honest with you, in the world, end of the day, it's not to take it too seriously. Yeah. You know, like I said earlier, it's a gift. It could be, you know, we're unfortunately had a partnership that the company went bankrupt recently and that's a reality. But we can start over. My dad's proven to us that he, you know, he went years ago, he started over. And if that's what we need to do, then, you know, that's the gem of being an entrepreneur is you got to be willing to lose it all and start over and do it again. And, keep waking up and keep making the decisions forward. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And the thing is that, you know, it's all about failing forward. You know, I interviewed somebody, one of my first interviews when I first launched the show 5 years ago, and it was failing forward. And it was like, am I reading that right? Like we talked about it. And then like a month later, we're going to release it. And I'm like, failing forward. And it's so true, right? Because you look at a baseball player, they strike out nine out of 10 times. And if they gave up, nobody would be getting a home run, right? Absolutely. They wouldn't be getting a hit. And things like that happen for you, not to you. So what have you learned by going through that? And what have you learned from your father about that resilience? Because it really is about resilience and being able to like bounce back and being like, all right, let's do this, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, when I wasn't old enough to necessarily experience the emotional side of their loss. But I remember the sacrifices, you know, and be able to reflect on what they went through years ago. And then now hearing the stories, you know, it's just, it's about resilience, about, you know, trusting God and letting you know that, hey, I'm going to keep going forward and not quitting. That's really all it comes down to. And those guys that take that extra step that just keep putting their foot forward and eventually it clicks, you know, I mean, for years we were, you know, a very small company and we stayed around the same gross revenue for 15 years. And many times we're like, man, what are we doing? And within the last 5 years, things click and you keep doing what you say you're going to do. You keep making sure you win and everyone wins around you. That's one of our core values is everybody wins. And it's been a value of my dad. He drilled this into me and that's why it's a core value is that, you know, you walk into a meeting, you make sure you walk out of there with every single person's a win. And if it's just a win for you, then you need to walk away. And if it's just a win for them, then you need to walk away. And we just kept doing that. And we just, you know, over the last 5 years, things have clicked. And we've been finding some really good successes out there. And we do a ton of co-packing for competitors who we're direct competitors with. And we're co-packing for them out of the same warehouse as we are. And they understand who we are. They know what we do. But they, you know, we produce a really good product. And we make sure that every bag that goes out of here is you know, make sure that it's going to hit that retail store, that everyone's happy, that, you know, someone's going to buy that again over and over again, because we are a consumer business and repeat business is critical. So, he's done a great job just drilling that into me and reminding yeah. what a gift we have here, and that we're not, it's not to take it for granted, and that we don't know all the answers. My father and I aren't the wisest men in the world, but we are just wise enough to hire good people around us. So, that is definitely a big piece. And the other lesson too is just being diversified. We do a ton of products. We have the jumbo sunflower seeds. We do, like I said, we still do baking nuts. We do roasted cashews now. We have a new chocolate line coming out, called the Jared's Cleaner Living. So that'll be a fun one to nice. Have. And then we do a little bit of dried fruits, and then we also have co-packing. So we're very diversified now because of the experiences that he's had.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Yeah, but it's all still in our wheelhouse. It's still our specialty.
Yeah.
And so it fits us really well. So, yeah.
I love it. And you just described, and I just want to, because I was about to ask you this question and you ended up explaining it, but you really described like the recipe for keeping going and not giving up and just, you know, persevering through, because I think that's the hardest part as an entrepreneur. And I can't tell you how many days I wake up and I'm like, why am I doing that? You know, like, right. Like as a podcaster, it's a very lonely job, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to remember your purpose and your why and why are we doing this? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So how would you describe your leadership style, and what have you learned about being a leader from the family business?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I'm sure the answer would be different from my team. I just love getting along with people. I tend to be a little more sarcastic, so I tend to joke around a lot and make sure that we're having fun. But at the end of the day, I'm really strict on who we are. I definitely lean on the visionary side. So I tend to, hey, I trust that I hired you to do something. You're gonna do it. And then I try to make sure I put the accountability and I'll be honest with you, I struggle with that. I am bringing someone in to kind of be, you know, we call them, you know, within the EOS, it's called a visionary and integrator. And that'd be someone that is very more detail oriented, can make sure things get accomplished. And I'm big picture, brand development type of mindset. So that is, he's going to help me, you know, be a better leader, because he's going to make sure, you know, I follow through what I'm going to say. And I tend to forget or not follow through. It's because I'm distracted and I allow myself to be, unfortunately. So, he's going to help me on the day-to-day side of the integration of making sure I hold the team accountable and actually we do what we're going to say and give them the opportunities that we need, they deserve. But as a leadership, just keep setting good examples. Talk about the vision of the business, and it was my idea to bring in the EOS system. So doing things that gives them tangible resources to be successful within the business. You know, our motto right now is we look to double in the next 2 years. And I tell the team, I'd like to double without having to hire anybody else, because I trust that you're going to get more success from you. And I'd rather invest in you than invest in hiring other people if we can. And so we're doing a lot of that and just making sure, you know, we give people the opportunity to succeed in this business, and that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, not just, hey, this company just thinks, you know, just uses me and just pays me and goes home.
Right.
Like, no, we're here, you know, unfortunately we're here more than we are with our family sometimes. And so
right.
I want my team to make sure when they go home, they're not bringing the business home. I want to make sure they're not bringing the stresses home. Like, that's my responsibility. I stress, you don't. And so that's something we're really focused on the leadership development side. So I'm actually bringing someone in right now to help me, you know, implement leaderships and teach people how to be leaders and really build a good team around that and give people opportunities. So I've been blessed to be able to do this in business. And so I'd love to pass that on in any capacity that I can. And so that's what we're trying to do. I definitely failed many times. But, you know, what's kind of neat is that we've had a lot of employees leave, and we've actually brought a lot back within the last year. So I guess we're doing something right.
Yeah, no, that's great. And the fact that you're willing to invest in your employees and you brought in this EOS system to hold yourself accountable, because what's happening is, you know, things come from the top and they trickle down. And so when they're seeing that you are taking the time and you're taking it seriously because you want to be that person for them, you know, you're leading by example right there as well, because you can't do it alone, and we don't have all the answers. And you were talking earlier about you said something about like your dad and I, you said me and my dad were not the smartest or something like that. But I think it was, maybe it was Steve Jobs. It was Steve Jobs, or it was one of the top, you know, tech guys that said, what I learned early on when I had to take my ego and put it on the shelf is that I need people smarter than me to help me.
Yeah.
And that, because so often we think we have all the answers, and many times we need that mentor that's been down that road before or has trained people to do, you know, and just have that accountability partner is huge. So good for you. I mean, that's a great way to really build that team culture in your manufacturing business. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You nailed
it. That's awesome. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience? Go ahead and give us the websites and how we can purchase some of your products.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, Jumbo Sunflower Seeds is our main retail brand. That's probably the one we're really focused on right now. We're growing. My dad has a legendary mustache. And so I built the whole marketing plan around the mustache approved or the stash approved and cartooned his face and different things like that. And I don't think he really understands what this means. You know, we partnered with Zach, and Zach's, you know, having us do all this crazy stuff. He wants to bring Marty on these road trips and stuff. And it's a fun, just, you see that my dad's mustache, you can't walk anywhere without someone talking about it, you know? And so it's, he's only shaved it one time, and, and he looked like Jay Leno without the stash. So he grew it right back. so that's where our main focus, like I said earlier, we're launching a brand called Jared's Cleaner Living. And it's all about having a cleaner product. Our almonds and walnuts and pecans are all dry roasted. We've created a chocolate product as well that's encompassing cascara, which is a byproduct of coffee. It's the outer shell. It doesn't taste like coffee, but it adds high levels of antioxidants, and it's upcycling as well. So we're taking this product that's usually dumped, and we're drying it out and integrating into the chocolate, and it's absolutely phenomenal. It's a dry roasted pecan covered dark chocolate, and then our dark chocolate as well. Amazing products, and we're really
excited.
Sounds
incredible.
We're actually doing a show next week to kind of introduce it, kind of get the feel, talk to some of the buyers, and then hopefully by May or June we should be fully launched with that line. So that's called Jared's Cleaner Living. I was not the one that chose this, but I got talked into it, so I apologize.
No, but it's fitting. If your dad's going to, you know, say mustache approved and have his stash on things, then, you know, you need to take part
too. I've always dreamed about it. I've wanted to do kind of a cleaner line that we're looking at recycled materials, which is a big one for me. You know, I want to get away from the plastics and stuff like that. And so this is kind of my way to go, okay, create a product that we can do that with. So that's a big piece of it. Like our boxes are made out from recycled materials, you know, everything we can, we're going to try to create this into a kind of a fun, cleaner living, feel good about what you're eating, and also be an added value to the planet as well. So
nice.
Those are our two big ones. And then I have a brand that we're developing as well called A Wild Bunch. It's a dried fruit made with sour coating on it. So dried cranberries and grapes and stuff. And what's neat about it is the package is designed actually with my son, Eli. Animal print, shiny, just like a Sour Patch Kid style. It's going to be called A Wild Bunch. So it's that's going to be probably not until the fourth quarter, but it's my back pocket, having fun, bring my son into it kind of thing. So really bringing the family dynamic into that brand, and we'll see where that goes. So
I love it. Yeah. And when we first started talking, you said that you wanted, you know, you thought you would go out and do something on your own, like wine. There's still time to operate a winery. Just put that on your bucket list. My husband is a wine collector. I live in wine country in Virginia, the Loudoun County wine country of Virginia. There's multiple places, but there's plenty of time to still do that.
I know. I listened to one of your podcasts. I can't remember the gentleman's name off the top of my head, but he says in the header that 86 companies, he sold 86 companies.
Oh yeah. Eddie Wilson. Yeah.
Eddie Wilson. So that kind of inspired me to go, man, what else could I be doing? So if I get the right people in place, you know, that may free me up to start, you know, out there and pick, you know, seeing what else I could do. So
Eddie Wilson, he's got a YouTube channel, and he's got some of the best business advice I have heard.
Okay.
And plus, I find his voice like really amazing to listen to. Like, he's just got this radio voice that's just, you know, picture perfect. But yep. So anyway,
Awesome.
All right, Jared, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And I hope that you and your family are happy and healthy and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.